One simple way to grow in gratitude is to take a creation gratitude walk. This does not need to be complicated. You do not need a mountain trail, a quiet retreat center, or a perfect sunny day. You can walk around your neighborhood, outside your workplace, near your church, through a park, or even slowly through your own yard. If walking is difficult for you, you can sit near a window, look around your room, or pay attention from wherever you are. The purpose is not exercise first. The purpose is attention before God. Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." Creation speaks, but we often move too quickly to listen. A creation gratitude walk helps us slow down and notice ordinary grace. Here is one way to practice it. First, begin with a short prayer. You might say, "Lord, open my eyes to your gifts." This reminds your heart that gratitude is not just positive thinking, it is prayerful noticing. Second, pay attention to your senses. What do you see? Maybe light through leaves, clouds in the sky, the color of grass, a bird, a sidewalk, a doorway, or another person made in God's image. What do you hear? Wind, traffic, voices, footsteps, silence, music, or rain. What do you feel? Warmth, cold, breath in your lungs, your feet touching the ground. Third, name specific gifts. Not just, "Thank you for everything," though that is a good prayer. Be specific. "Thank you, Lord, for this breath. Thank you for the beauty of this tree. Thank you for food today. Thank you for the strength to move. Thank you for the people who helped build this road, this home, this place." Specific gratitude trains the heart to notice grace more clearly. The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes that repeated attention can shape emotional and spiritual habits. What we practice noticing becomes easier to notice again. Fourth, include honest reality. If you feel sad, anxious, or distracted, do not pretend. Simply pray, "Lord, I feel burdened today, but I receive this gift from you." Christian gratitude is not denial, it is honest hope. What helps is slowing down, using your senses, naming gifts out loud or in your heart, and connecting each gift back to God. What harms is rushing, comparing your experience to someone else's, or trying to force a dramatic feeling. At the end of your walk, choose one gift to carry with you into the day. Let it become a small reminder of God's care. A creation gratitude walk teaches us that God's grace is not only found in rare moments. It is often waiting in the ordinary places we have stopped seeing,